just what's kind of the number one thing that you guys, I guess, got to be mindful of when trying to defend?
You know, we know watching Kansas State, they're a very disciplined team. Watching their quarterback, Avery Johnson, he's a baller. So just staying disciplined to our keys, doing what the coaches have taught us, and just staying true to us.
Is there a little bit of an extra emphasis to keep an eye? I mean, I know you faced some running quarterback before, but just the way he sort of takes off and runs at any moment. Is there a little bit, maybe more of an extra emphasis on that?
That's a question for Coach Hill.
They have two running backs, Giddens and the quick guy, Dylan Edwards. What's the key to stopping both those guys, and how does your defense change when either one of those guys is in?
You know, I've loved the defense that we've played this year. We've played a solid defense for the three games that we've played in. Fixing all the little things that game to game that we want to fix will be huge. And then really just playing our strong fundamental football, play to play with those guys in is huge.
The tackling, and are you okay with sort of how things get spread out like that, or would you rather sort of, I guess, be the guy in the middle, like making all sorts of stuff?
No, I love it, man. Like when the whole defense gets to eat, it's fun celebrating with your brothers. All 11 guys are all rallying together. There's nothing like that. It's so fun. So yeah, I'm happy it's spread out. It means everybody's fitting their assignments how they should be, and we're just playing, having fun.
Does that make for a happier locker room afterwards too? Because everybody feels like they got to kind of take part of it. Everybody got to eat, like you said, I guess.
Yeah, you should have seen the locker room after that Wyoming game. Coach Kalani had to pull Coach Hill out of the dance mosh pit because of his heart. And he just wanted to get on the action, but it was fun.
We heard titanium blaring pretty well.
Yeah, shout out the weight training coaches for titanium.
I was gonna say, was that who? It seemed like there was somebody that was just pruning. Was that one of the?
Coach Tanner loves titanium. Okay. So yeah, we were going to that song. It was fun.
How do you feel like the linebacker room has come together? You're obviously the most experienced of the guys. Like Jack had experience at River State, but at BYU, like how is that coming together?
Dude, the linebacker room's awesome. I grew up, I played 7-on-7 growing up with Isaiah Glasker. I did weight training growing up with Jack Kelly. So it's a really, really tight-knit group this year. And having the Kafusi boys in there, it's our whole core, the Moa boys, it's a really tight-knit group this year, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun, man.
Back 3-0 starts before now heading into Big 12 play. How's this team ready for the grind, the physicality of conference play?
You know, I think we went through it last year and we saw what it was about last year going into our first Big 12 year. I think we know what is coming with this Big 12 play and what Big 12 really, really has in store for us. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the challenge, and I think all of our guys are excited too. So.
Do you feel like you learned from last year a little bit? Because I mean, I guess it's easy, and you know power conference football, obviously, from 2000 and whatnot. I feel like you can sort of know what's coming, but it's different to experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like all the guys, I learned a ton from last year. Learned what the Big 12 is about. It's a power conference. It's an amazing conference. And yeah, I feel like everybody learned a lot going from last year to this year.
Chris, I stepped in late, so I might ask something that's already
been asked. You're good.
But I wanted to ask about the depth of your room. I was just talking to Justin about that. What's it like having such a deep room and so many guys have been getting opportunities?
Dude, it's awesome. Having a dude behind you, two dudes behind you that you know, like you can trust to go in there, and they're going to get that 3-and-out stop. They're going to get the ball over to the offense. And just having trust that we can get our legs back for the next drive, it's awesome. And I was just telling him, our linebacker room it's amazing. Having the Moa boys in there, the Kafusi's in there, Jack, Isaiah, all of them. It's a lot of fun. I love it.
How hard is the rotation? Because I was just talking to Justin about that as well, because, you know, he's like getting guys in and out and he's trying to protect you, but at the same time, you're a competitor, want to be on the field as much as you can. So when there's that rotation out, is it hard to come off the field sometimes?
I trust Coach Enna, and I trust the backups, just like you were saying. I could care less as long as the coaches do what they see as best. I'm all game for it.
Does this Kansas State offense remind you of anyone you guys have faced since in your time here? It's kind of similar stylistically.
You know, I think Kansas State, they've got a lot of weapons. They're a very versatile team. They're a very physical team. I think Kansas State's a really unique team in that way, and I'm excited for it, man. I think they're unique.